Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I finished verse 18, so listen as we start today on verses 19 through 25.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today as we go to 1 John chapter 2 and begin with verse 19 as we go for the next several days in this great chapter of the Bible. Now, I just want to make a couple of announcements here before we get started into this. I know that some of you are planning your vacation already, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing to plan it ahead. But I want you to consider going to the National Sword of the Lord Conference, which will be July the 23rd through the 26th in Walkertown, North Carolina. That's near Winston-Salem. It'll be at the Gospel Light Baptist Church. Dr. Shelton Smith with several good, godly, preaching men of God. We'll have services on Monday evening at 7 o'clock and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as well at 7 o'clock p.m. Then, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings, beginning at 10 o'clock, we'll also have preaching. So there'll be two preaching services each morning and two preaching services each night. And then each afternoon, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 1:30, Dr. Smith will conduct his School of the Prophets. I recommend every pastor to go. You that have church pastors that don't go to the Sword of the Lord Conference, why not just your church get together, send the pastor and his wife to this great conference. Boy, you'll be so glad you did, because you'll have a new preacher when he comes back, just raring and ready to go for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, those dates, July the 23rd to the 26th in Walkertown, North Carolina, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church, the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Now, having shared that with you, let's get started here into our lessons right away, as we're here on 1 John chapter 2, verses 19 and 20 to begin with. So let me just read those, and then we'll come back and go over those as well as some other verses. That's why, by the way, I always encourage you to have pencil and paper so you can write down references, but also you can write down thoughts God gives you while I'm teaching. I can't give you everything, but the Holy Ghost of God can through His Word. So listen carefully. Encourage others to listen. Now in verse 19 it says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For had they been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But we have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Now, too often, sermons preached out of the Bible are simply out of context with the passage that is used. So, to establish this context, I think we have to go back and remember verses 12 through 14, where he says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Now, here we see it mentions fathers and children as knowing the Father. Young men have the word of God abiding in them. That is, it's at home in them. And that is how they overcome the wicked one, speaking of the devil and his cohort. And by that which they know of the Father. Now, Jesus said in John chapter 5 and verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. Now, when Jesus said that in John chapter 5, there was not one verse of our New Testament written. So he's referring to the Old Testament scriptures. And there he's saying that they testify of him. Well, after commending these saved members of the local church in verses 12 through 14, verses 15 through 17 says, they love not the world. Boy, isn't that a contrast to those verses I just read to you in verse 12 through 14? Then verse 18 tells us that there were many antichrists. And it was referring to those who either opposed Christ or they placed themselves at the head instead of Christ. And that was not speaking of the tribulational antichrist, but rather people that exalt self and try to take the honor and the glory that's due to Jesus Christ. It's preachers many times, it's building their name instead of the name of the Lord. So the first thing to see in looking at the individual within the local church and their place in relationship to God and his children is, first, fellowship with true believers within the family of the local church. Now, fellowship must be seen as a partnership in love and commitment. By the way, the word fellowship has that idea of partnership in it. Now, we usually today think of people getting together and having cake and maybe some hot beverage to drink. But in that day, and even today, you'll hear somebody in America that gets a fellowship, a Rhodes Scholarship, and they'll get a fellowship to somewhere. And that fellowship means this. They'll partner with that university, and that university will pay for their further education, while at the same time, their work goes to help the university. So their research and all of that, so it works together. It's a fellowship or a partnership. And so, this is looking at a partnership with God. Our fellowship, our partnership must be with God and, listen to this, those who are in fellowship with him. Now, the lovers of the world, the Antichrist, those are the one, by context of this passage, that went out from them. Why? They were not of them. Sometimes it's a preacher that promotes himself. Sometimes I've seen people that have gone to a Christian college and have been associated with it. So whatever that Christian college says is what stands, regardless of the Bible, regardless of the pastor, regardless of the stand that is taken. I remember in one case, I rejected a missionary because they didn't believe we had the Word of God preserved. But because they were from that particular college, I had some people upset with me. Well, my friend, the Bible has precedent over any Christian college, whether it's a professor, whether it's a president, or whomever. Just understand, the Word of God is our source of authority and not man. Although God will use men. So, the lovers of the world, the Antichrist, went out from them because they were not of them. Now, I remember early in my marriage, I worked for a soft drink company. Then you fought the competing soft drink company for shelf space, whether it's in a convenience store, whether it's in a industrial place where you share the same soda machine or whatever. If you weren't looking, the other soft drink company may take a line of your space on the shelf. But I remember being in a sales meeting. Now, I service some of the machines in the industrial part, which two different companies would be in the same machine. One of the men told us in the sales meeting, take extra bottle caps in your pocket, put them in the cap dispenser, and then show it to the manager of the place that yours were selling more than theirs. Now look, I did not mind fighting for shelf space and moving theirs out when they took my place, my space. But the bottle cap thing was totally unethical. And since that is what they were telling us to do, I gave them my notice that very day. Now, when you're young, you'll do things like that, I guess, when you don't have a job to go to. Now, I had a job within a day. I went out and found one, but at the time, it wasn't, well, I could go here, I can go there. I said, no, I can't be a part of this. Is that what way you want to do business? Now, you say, why did you do that? I was not of them. Therefore, I went out from them. Now, in the text, the ones who went out and were not of them were the ones who loved the world, the flesh, and it rendered it impossible for them to have fellowship, and that is partnership with God and these people. Look again at verses 15 through 17. Love not the world. Boy, that is a straight imperative command that is, means you don't do this, don't ever do this, okay? And from now on, love not the world. This is talking about the world system. Neither the things that are in the world. The fleshly desire. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world pass away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Have you ever looked on the internet or somewhere else, and you've seen pictures of those former stars on perhaps television that were back in the 60s, oh, they were just beautiful people, beautiful men, beautiful women. And now you see a picture of them if they're still alive today. And oh boy, I tell you what, erosion has set in. And all of us could say that about ourselves. You know, we look back, although in my case, I was never beautiful to have anything to think about looking back on. So, outside of that, we could say that there's things that pass away. Now,
this is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.